I'm going to help us to think about the story of Ruth this morning. That's a story that comes from the Old Testament in the Bible. And I'm going to read the story, but I will need your help as I read the story. As when I say particular words, I'd like you to do particular things in response. So, when I say the word food, I'd love you to say yum yum. So food.
Yum yum.
When I say home, you say home sweet home. Home.
Home sweet home.
If I say provide or provided, you're going to use the sign for give, which is this. So I say provide and you do exactly right. And then if I say family, we're going to use one of the signs for family, which is this. Which I like all the people around me. That's what it makes me think of. So let's have a practice. If I say food, you say?
Yum.
If I say home, you say?
Home.
If I say provide, you do? And if I say family, you do? Perfect. So as we go through, you have to listen really carefully for those words, and then you join in the response, and hopefully I remember when we get to them as well. And if you're even better, you'll actually get the story as well as just respond. So, the story of Ruth starts with a woman called Naomi. One year, the rains didn't come. There was no food,
yum yum,
in the whole land of Israel. So Naomi and her family, a bit slow people, left their home, home sweet home, in Bethlehem, and they went to the land of Moab. When they were in Moab, lots of sad things happened to Naomi. Her family all died. Poor Naomi had no one to provide for her, apart from her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Naomi decided that she would return home, home, sweet home, to Bethlehem, in the hope that one of her distant relatives would provide her with food. Yum, yum. Naomi was frightened to travel alone, so her daughter-in-law, Ruth, left her home, home, sweet home, and her family in Moab, and traveled back to Israel with Naomi. When they arrived in Israel, Ruth and Naomi were desperate to find food.
Yum,
yum, yum. There was a man in Bethlehem called Boaz. God had been generous to Boaz and provided him with lots of fields of grain. So Boaz told his workers not to harvest the whole field, but to leave some grain for Ruth and for others like Ruth to gather, so that they would have enough food. So God provided for Boaz, and then Boaz provided for Ruth. After Ruth had collected the grain from Boaz's field, she went home, home sweet home, and ground it into flour. She used that flour to make some bread, and then she gave the food, yum yum, to her mother-in-law Naomi. So now Naomi was no longer hungry because Ruth had provided for her. Even though Ruth was from another country, Israel became her home. Home, sweet home. And the people of Israel became her family because they had provided for her. Good job, everybody. We should do every Bible reading every Sunday like that. So let's recap the story and see what we hopefully learned as we went along the way. So, in the story, I said that God had been very generous to Boaz and provided him with lots of fields of grain. So, I need a God this morning. Who fancies themselves as God? Actually, Yinka, how would you feel about being God this morning? Because you know, people, I wasn't going to choose a white man to be God. Come now. Thank you very much, Yinka. So, rather than fields of grain, God's got 16 bars of chocolate. Yinka's now very pleased that she's God. So, as I said, God was very generous to Boaz. So now I need a Boaz. Let's see. Come on then, Billy at the back. So God, you're going to have to think, how many of those chocolate bars are you going to give to Boaz? Because you're very generous, God. So how many, Billy, this is Boaz's basket. And God's going to give you some chocolate bars. Let's see how many God gives you. Wow. God is really generous. This is an interesting theological point here about whether God does give everything or whether God retains some of God's own riches. That's the extension question for over coffee for the theological geeks amongst you. Would God retain riches or did God give them all? Philippians chapter 2 maybe suggests God gave them all. Anyway, so we're over to Boaz. Boaz, you are aware that God has been generous and provided you with a lot. So as a response to that, you have decided you would like to be generous to others so that they have enough. So at this point, I need a Ruth. Let's have the young person at the end. Yeah, he's like this. So you have a slightly smaller basket. This is only because we didn't have bigger baskets left. It's not another theological point. So Boaz, you're very generous. How many chocolate bars will you give to Ruth? Okay, this is really interesting. This is why I like working with young people, because I'm like, this is an interesting thing that's going on here. Boaz, do you feel that? Okay. There may have been a bit of peer pressure there on Boaz, I think, but... So then Ruth was actually dependent upon Boaz's generosity to have enough to eat. But interestingly, Ruth still feels that she has a responsibility to provide for her mother-in-law, Naomi. So now we need a Naomi. Let's have... come on then, Miriam. So I'm going to give you another small basket. If you come and stand next to Ruth. Ruth, what?
Wow.
So you come and stand next to Boaz. This is utterly, it's like a social experiment. I'm absolutely loving it. The best bit is you're totally getting how this works. So, brilliant. So God's emptied out all that God has in the form of riches and given them all to Boaz. Boaz is grateful that God has provided, so provides for Ruth. And then Ruth, in turn, is grateful for the provision that God has given through Boaz, so Ruth provides for Naomi. I think this is a really interesting story, and I hadn't really noticed this pattern until Chris and I came to sit and plan this service. But I think it really tells us something about why we give as Christians. And the first thing is we give because God is abundantly generous. And I think it's absolutely fascinating that Yinka has given it all. I wondered whether God might give half or the majority, but actually God's offered everything. And then the second thing is Boaz is grateful that God's provided. Boaz recognizes that what he has is not his, but comes from God, which is why Boaz is happy to be open-handed and generous and to share it, not just with Ruth, but with other people who were living in poverty. So they literally left the strips at the edges of their field to provide for those in the community who didn't have enough. And then Ruth is not just someone who says, but I'm a person who's in need, I'm a person who receives. Ruth has the dignity of personhood that means she also can give to her mother-in-law, who as a widow was the most vulnerable person in the community at the time. So I think it's fascinating. It all starts with the generosity of God. Boaz recognizes that generosity comes from God, so provides, and Ruth receives and gives. Everybody involved receives something and gives something. And the other fascinating thing is these three unlikely characters, they're all from different backgrounds, and in fact, they're from different families, and in fact, Ruth came from a different country, a different culture, and a different religion, and yet they all provide for one another. That story says something to me about what it means to be human, about receiving and giving, irrespective of who you are, because we're part of one human family. It's a really simple story, but a really profound message. And here's how I'm going to finish. I'm going to invite these four to go back to their seats, and they're going to take their chocolate with them. And I'm really sorry, grown-ups who are with them today, but they can choose what they do with this chocolate. But hopefully, Boaz, they've been listening to the talk. And Boaz is going to reflect for the remainder of the service on what Boaz will do with the generous things God has bestowed upon him. But quite frankly, a small part of me will laugh if Boaz just takes them all home. Amen. You can go back to your seats. There you go.